You are listening to the audio production of Beyond the Darkness, A Gentle Guide for Living with Grief and Thriving After Loss by Clarissa Moll, published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by the author. To K and J, who held my hands. "Come, Mr. Frodo," he cried. "I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you." J.R.R. Tolkien, The Return of the King. To my beloved children, that you may know him and the power of his resurrection, having been acquainted with his sufferings. Introduction. It is comforting to think that our tears are put in a bottle, and not one of them forgotten by the one who leads us in paths of sorrow. Hannah Hernard, Hind's Feet on High Places. Dear reader, this is a book I never wished to write, about a life I never wished to live. When my husband Rob died 3 years ago in a tragic hiking accident at age 41, I found myself dropped into a mysterious new landscape without a map. I was bewildered and frightened, a young widow with 4 children. I could see no trails stretching before me, pointing the way. I felt entirely lost in grief. I suspect if you're listening to this book, you share a similar sorrow. This is a book you never wish to hear for a life you never wish to live. You have lost someone dear to you. Whether death has surprised you or you've seen it coming, grief has brought you to your knees and threatens to undo you. You struggle to keep your head above water as wave after wave of sorrow breaks over you. You feel lost, alone, isolated, unheard, abandoned in a dark forest of suffering. I want you to know that I understand. The particulars of your sorrow are in your precious keeping, but this landscape of grief, I know this well. Perhaps instead you're walking beside someone dear as they discover the strange topography of death and grief. You've committed to holding space, to remaining in the face of a specter that causes others to flee. Yours is a courageous task. Your wisdom, constancy, patience, and kindness will be called upon in this season in ways you never could have imagined. You will be a living gift in the face of death. Maybe grief feels painfully familiar. You've lived with it for a long time now. Years after your loved one's death, you carry a deep pain that seems little changed from those first days of shock or sorrow. You wonder, after so long, how could it possibly still hurt so much? In one way or another, death has drawn near to you. Its nearness has made you willing to look at something we usually avoid at all costs. For many of us, our unwillingness to sit with death has made us woefully unprepared to face it. But regardless of your preparation for this moment, you're here now. Life calls you to walk with grief. There is no need for regret, for wishing you'd paid attention before. Now is the time for love and grace, for finding a way forward in the midst of suffering. Would you walk with me? Let's take this hard road together. It is not lost on me that this book exists precisely because my husband died. For all my satisfaction in completing a project such as this, I'd give it all up in a moment to have Rob back with me. His death has left deep scars on the landscape of my life, and I miss him every day. But on this journey of grief, I have also discovered grace. I have learned core things about who I am, about who God is, about what Jesus offers me. I have learned, though much afraid, that I am never alone. My Good Shepherd walks beside me. These two are gifts I would never wish to give up. I believe they are available to you too. Those who grieve are often reminded that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. But what does that look like when we're lost in the darkness of agonizing sorrow? How do we train our ears to listen for the soft trickle of that eternal spring in a dry and weary land? How can we find grace in the grief that has befallen us? When we can't trace God's hand, how can we ever find a path forward?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?